Our next four stories all have a medical flavour. Senior NHS negotiators have been brought in to help resolve a dispute between ambulance drivers and local health chiefs. The local ambulance trust is set for a £10.6 million deficit. The local ambulance service has been to Poland to recruit paramedics. And there was a shock when it was learned that the region's biggest hospital trust is paying consultants millions of pounds to help find savings. Senior NHS negotiators have been drafted in to help resolve a dispute between ambulance leaders and local health chiefs and a rising number of 999 callers. The East of England Ambulance NHS Foundation Trust, EEAST, says that it can prove that the increase in demand from patients is fast outstripping funding from the region's clinical commissioning groups, CCGs, which controls the local NHS budget. But the CCGs have been reluctant to plug that financial gap, leading to negotiators at national level being called in. The East of England CCGs themselves are tasked with making combined savings of more than £10 million. Yesterday, the CCGs confirmed a deal had been struck for 2017-18, but no deal has yet been agreed for 2018-19.
The Ambulance Trust is currently set for a £10.6 million deficit, despite starting the year by predicting to finish with a surplus. It has overspent its budget on private ambulance services by more than £10 million, while £1.9 million has been spent on agency staff. The Trust agreed to spend more money than planned on private ambulances in order to respond faster to patients waiting for medical help. But only some of this cash is being provided by the clinical commissioning groups.
Six paramedics have been recruited following £44,000 Ambulance Trust visit to Poland to find more staff. In a bid to address a shortage of medics, the East of England Ambulance Service NHS Trust, EEAST, sent 12 members of its staff to Warsaw, Poland, where recruitment agency Hayes had lined up local paramedics for interview and assessment. EEAST's delegation were hoping to see 36 candidates during the two-day trip, but only 14 turned up. Five of those candidates had such poor English skills or lacked the necessary clinical quality that they were not employable by EEAST. And of the nine who were offered jobs, just six paramedics accepted the Trust's offer. The recruitment scheme in Poland cost the Trust £44,052, with each candidate costing £7,342. However, the Trust insisted the trip was a worthwhile exercise. A spokesman said, "The important groundwork made on this recruitment trip provided the basis for further recruitment opportunities that we can use to employ paramedics who will give outstanding care to our patients." They said investing in recruitment offered far better value than hiring agency staff. "To train a paramedic in the UK takes 3 years, and we have a requirement for staff now in the context of a national shortage of this skill," the spokesman added. "We are still seeing far too many existing staff choosing to leave the ambulance service," she said.
Campaigners criticised the region's biggest hospital trust after it emerged private consultants costing millions of pounds have been hired to help find savings. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust is paying accountants at PricewaterhouseCoopers nearly £4 million as it seeks to make £60 million worth of savings in the current and the next financial year. The Trust is in financial special measures, meaning regulator NHS Improvement is also working with the Trust on its finances. The £3.85 million figure is the highest amount spent on private consultants by the 20 worst financially performing trusts across the NHS, according to figures obtained by the British Medical Association, the BMA. Sue Vaughan of Keep Our NHS Public Norfolk's branch, said she was appalled by the amount spent on PwC. The people who are really paying for this are the staff of the hospital, who have had their wages frozen and are overworked, she said. Now, this week, Evening News reporter met a fish and chip shop boss who came from New York to Norwich and is now on the shortlist for a major tourism award. Roy Townsend is here to read the feature.